Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I still don't know what it means, but that's okay. I'm content being oblivious. Are you smarter than a celebrity? I kind of feel like that's a trick question. Good for Travis Kelce. That's what he's doing in his offseason. Wait until you hear what Puka Nacua is doing following his rookie season, in which, if not for CJ Stroud, he is likely the offensive rookie of the year. Although he might have had competition from his own teammate, Kyren. Well, Kyren wasn't a rookie, just kind of a breakout. In fact, I would think that if you're looking at what Kyren Williams did last year and what Puka Nacua did, along with, of course, Matthew Stafford, who's the guide of that Rams team, you recognize that they've got a new wave of players that put their offense in a good position, put Sean McVay in a spot where he's equipped.
I love Puka Nacua.
And can build on it moving forward. Now, the defense is a different story because there's no Aaron Donald. And what will that look like for not just the Rams, but the NFL? He will be missed. So Travis Kelce's got his hands full with a team of makeup artists and people who dress him and do his hair. That's what it's like to be a celebrity on TV.
The f*** is that guy?
Just ask Taylor. She'll tell you all about the crew that gets you ready to perform. Meanwhile, a lot of other NFL players have shown up for voluntary workouts. That includes Puka Nacua, who, in order to get ready for the 2024 season, has also been working on the side with Cooper Kupp. Now, in case you had this idea, or maybe you just don't know how tight guys are on NFL rosters or in locker rooms, it's no different really than dynamics with any group of humans outside of a locker room where the guys get paid big bucks. And also when you consider there is a disparity in terms of star power and talents and skills and abilities, starters versus reserves, guys that were huge prospects coming out of school versus guys that had to do with the hard way, guys that are on their third free agent contract and have won MVPs versus guys who maybe only get one contract at all in the NFL because the average career doesn't even last 5 years. So there are a lot of differences. Then you throw in cultural and background and college and family and language and all that kind of stuff. And again, you're talking about a group of people that will gravitate likely toward people that they have something in common with, or maybe they spend a lot of time together by virtue of their position. But you're also going to have a lot of conflicts. You're going to have a lot of guys that don't get along at all, don't interact. Maybe it's based on age. Maybe it's just based on this guy was injured and rehabbing all season, so he wasn't around the team. He wasn't around practice. He wasn't in meetings, blah, 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 blah. So you never really know who are fast friends and who aren't, and it's more of a business relationship. But the thing is, with a football team, it's so big, you can't possibly be tight with everyone. You might be tight with the guys in your own room, your own unit, but you're not going to be tight with everyone. The head coach can't possibly talk to every single guy every single week. It's just a huge roster, and that goes for the playoffs or the players too. Now, the guys that are the leaders Well, they should be familiar. They should at least try to make sure everyone's on the same page. But with a football team, it's so disjointed. It's completely different. Chemistry means something completely different in football, where it's more, I think the chemistry matters among, like, let's say, the five guys who start on the O-line or the defensive ends and the pass rushers along with the linebackers. Right? I mean, you're talking about so many different points of emphasis, so many different coaches, gosh, so many different parts of practice. But I was a little surprised to hear that Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua weren't super tight. I kind of thought, I would just assume that they were because they play the same position and because they both have had great success. And you would think some kind of a relationship would help them to perform better. And so when Puka, who as a rookie, now remember, he's brand new on the scene, and Cooper was injured when Puka first got there, which meant there were a few more balls thrown his way. I guess he had to earn his stripes with the veteran, the Super Bowl MVP, because it's only now that their friendship is really starting to blossom.
It's kind of surreal. Like, I had the opportunity to kind of follow Coop through this kind of offseason. So it's been so funny when I tell him, like, a year ago, like, we not that we didn't know who each other were, but I had one text from Cooper Kupp saying, hey, congratulations, I can't wait to get to work with you. And now I spent the last couple months up at his house being able to work with him and get to interact with him every day through this, my first season and through this first part of the offseason. So it's been a lot of fun. It's kind of surreal to think that I wouldn't consider us best friends, but I think I'm close too. I got to be considered in the close friends relationship for sure.
He's like, I wouldn't consider us best friends. He's the veteran. I was just the rookie. I got to tag along, work with him during the season, and now working through the off-season program, but at his house. Except he may not be invited back.
His conditioning days were some of the tougher ones. I remember the first week I came back, I threw up every day of the week. And he wasn't the fan of that because it was on his lawn and stuff. It's not like we're here at the facility. It's like, oh, you're throwing up in my bushes, Puka, thanks. Like, but it was super fun.
That's my favorite part. Puka ends with, it was super fun. I'm sure he's not referring to the throwing up in Cooper Kupp's bushes, but how terrific is that? He comes back, starts to get into off-season conditioning, maybe took a couple of months off. Who knows how much he was doing, but most of these guys will at least stay active, though they might not be quite as intense, right? So then he gets back to the beginning of off-season conditioning, into a program. Cooper Kupp is notorious for his fitness and for how he works. Now, I know he's had a couple of injuries, but because he's a smaller guy and because he has to rely on speed and durability, well, you can imagine he works out like a fiend. He could tell that he does by the way he plays. And Puka, not really ready for what would happen at Cooper Kupp's house. That's so good. Well, you have to hear it again just because he's laughing and he's all excited. And I'm trying to think about Cooper Kupp's reaction.
His conditioning days were some of the tougher ones. I remember the first week I came back, I threw up every day of the week. And he wasn't the fan of that because it was on his lawn and stuff. It's not like we're here at the facility. It's like, oh, you're throwing up in my bushes, Puka, thanks. Like, but it was super fun.
It was super fun. That's my favorite part. By the way, Puka Nacua photobombed us in one of our pictures that we took on Radio Row in Las Vegas. I feel like we might need to retweet that. I found it here. This was a photo that Jay took when it was deep into the week. We were all kinds of goofy, and Jay was trying to get photos to put up on our Facebook page, our Twitter, to put in reels. He had attempted just before this to get a photo of Puka, but I'm not sure how well it turned out because Jay kept coming up a day late and a dollar short because I'd say, Jay, look. So Baker Mayfield walked right by us. Cam Hayward stood right next to us and did an interview. By the way, I'm still waiting for Jay to explain to me why he didn't ask Cam Hayward to do an interview with us, but whatevs.
He's working.
So you just stand there and wait. He's a rookie producer on Radio Row for the first time, so we'll cut him some slack. Anyway, we had a bunch of NFL players who were right next to us and walked around us, and it was fun to watch them interact with not just their teams, but also to see some fans. Now, it was a Radio Row that didn't have a ton of fan presence, but there were a few that kind of be milling around, or they'd run into their former teammates or current teammates. You could tell they hadn't seen each other for a while. So like Josh Allen and DeMar Hamlin hadn't seen each other for a while. And when Josh spots DeMar, he kind of makes a beeline and cuts through the crowd and gives him a huge hug. So that was fun. So yeah, we were late in the week and Jay was attempting to snap pictures, but kept getting the backside of people or the side of their faces. Right. And so in this particular one, I think he was trying to take a picture of Puka, and I actually photo-bombed, but Puka Nacua was walking away from us. Anyway.
I was trying to get you in it. Yeah. I was trying to get a picture of Puka's face and your face, like kind of like so you were taking a picture with him, but he kept moving around. He kept squirming around.
Yeah, that's what he does. That makes a good receiver. But thankfully, he was not throwing up at the time that we were taking the photo, because that probably would have precipitated a mass evacuation of Mandalay Bay in the conference center.
You're throwing up in my bushes, Puka. Thanks.
Oh, good stuff. Those are good memories. I can't believe that it's been 2+ months ago, though. Gosh, 9 weeks ago that we were in Vegas. It almost doesn't seem real. But I've got the pictures to prove it. Not just the ones from Vegas, but the ones from hiking in Nevada and then going to the Hoover Dam, which is, with my apologies to the NFL, by far my favorite part of that week in Vegas. Plus the delicious and delectable brunch for Jay's birthday. So good. Bob and I keep talking about the pancakes and how it was better than dessert. We want to go back just for pancakes. All right. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, that's where you can find us. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I did it. See, I feel like I have to have a jar and put a quarter in it. I messed up there. It's old habits die hard. That's the first time, though. At Amy After Hours, there is no more SBC. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. And then our Facebook page, too. We want you to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So that's coming up a half hour from now. Even as we navigate the start of the NFL offseason programs, we get interviews with all kinds of dudes, including quarterbacks. And so you will hear from some of the quarterbacks who have been speaking over the last couple of days. I love how C.J. Stroud found out that Stephon Diggs was a Houston Texan. That's a good one. Raheem Morris, new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, gives the latest on Kirk Cousins and his Achilles. So that's also big. Trevor Lawrence on a possible contract extension. And then Zach Taylor just keeps getting accosted in the grocery store. People wondering, how is Joe Burrow? How is your quarterback? Poor guy. I can imagine that's a lot of fun. Bengals fans are on edge. And any chance they get to ask a Zach in person, grocery store, Starbucks, getting his oil changed. So we'll get the latest on the QBs. But while we're talking about receivers, Puka is obviously still on a rookie deal, and he belongs to the Rams. And for now, Devontae Adams belongs to the Raiders.
I wouldn't say I ever wanted to be gone. If I wanted to be gone, I'd be gone by now. So I wouldn't. I picked to come here. This is where I want to be. And obviously, if you're not winning and things are not going the way you want, you know, you either want to think something changed to get headed in the right direction, or something else has got to change. So, you know, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be a Raider. So hopefully that answers everyone's question.
If I wanted to be gone, I'd be gone. And on Sunday, he was at his football camp. You can hear the kiddos in the background. And he says, this is where I want to be. I didn't get picked by the Raiders. I chose to be here. And he did. He always wanted to play for the team that his family adores and cheered for when he was growing up. And he certainly wanted to play with Derek Carr, who was there when he got there. So the Packers traded him. He took less money than Green Bay offered to go to Vegas. And now, after seeing the Raiders remove the interim tag from Antonio Pierce, he got that. I shouldn't say he got his way, but he got that as a nod to what they were doing at the end of last season. Once Antonio Pierce took over. Where is Josh McDaniels? Once Antonio Pierce, was he with Ipe Mitsuhara?
That's a good question.
Once Pierce took over, the team had a winning record. I mean, they scuffled, but man, they look back on that Christmas Day victory over the Chiefs as a springboard for them. They've also got a new offensive coordinator in Luke Getsy, who was on the Packers staff when Davante Adams first got into the NFL. So there are some connections there. We'll do the QB news coming up next. No, I have zero news about the Raiders QB. I know the draft is just over a week away. Yes, the numbers from the NFL draft, especially the first round, are likely to dwarf the WNBA draft, but I'm still pleased that Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso and Cameron Brink and Kate Martin and Deja Fair. I could go on and on. Aaliyah Edwards. We had so many stars this year in women's college hoops. And now they have the chance to continue doing what they love, which ultimately is the coolest thing. Dreams come true. They did for these women's college basketball players, and they will for a bunch of college football players. Although to a lot greater fanfare. The NFL draft is an event. The first round is a primetime made-for-TV event. I wonder if they have a stylist. I bet they do. I wouldn't be surprised. I've never researched that because I don't really care much about what they wear, but I bet they do have a stylist. The WNBA does. Did.
Like you think does. All... Like, I guess maybe, like, the first round picks for that first night go to, like, some room and they get made up by, like, a makeup artist?
Yeah, like no, not a makeup artist, a stylist, meaning clothes.
Yeah, all right, that's what I meant, really.
Yeah, but, I don't know if they had makeup artists for the basketball picks, but I do know that they had someone who was helping them to pick out clothes.
Hmm.
Yeah, and according to previous WNBA draft picks, they had a very strict business dress code, but it seemed like they relaxed that for Monday night because the young women were allowed to kind of express themselves and wear outfits that accentuated the fact that they are women and attractive women, that they've worked hard to be in shape and to be healthy. So good for them. I love that. Don't know if that's the case for the NFL, but I wouldn't be surprised if they had stylists and companies that helped to outfit them and offer them suits. According to their own personal style, of course.
Right. Don't we see sometimes where like a prospect will have like his college team on the inside sewn into his jacket or something meaningful like that.
Or so, the colors.
Right, or the colors. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not as though they're all wearing the same suit, just different tie or different shirt. They obviously get some say in what they wear, but I bet that there are companies who are providing the clothes, providing the suits or the outfits. That's fun. Another perk of being a high-profile college player. All right. You got a few minutes left to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything again to our show Twitter. I can do this. At Amy After Hours or to our Facebook page. Look for the bright orange box. Just got a question from a listener named Craig. Maybe not actually listening right now. He wants to know, what's the new name of the show?
Hmm?
Yeah, that's what I said. What? Maybe he intended that tweet to go to someone else.
Oh, a different show.
A different show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the Infinity Sports Network.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Podcast.
Murray back to throw. And it is. Is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center. Steps back. Throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw. Looking. Firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Touchdown. Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Mahomes fires for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City!
And off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone, touchdown, Chargers! Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Wait, what? We haven't done QB News in a couple months. This feels good. I need a little football in my life. With voluntary off-season workouts, it's a good time to hear from some of our favorite players and coaches around the NFL, and that includes one C.J. Stroud, Offensive Rookie of the Year. The Houston Texans quarterback is seeing his team add weapons around him. In addition to the guys that he was able to work with last year, they bring in Joe Mixon. They also trade for Stephon Diggs, which is huge.
I was very excited. I met him at the Pro Bowl and, you know, just got to meet each other, got to meet his kids and, you know, to see what type of person he was and, you know, just been able to grow our relationship from there. You know, it's really cool just to be able to not only go from that scene to now him being a teammate of mine and just really excited to get to work with him.
Except it took CJ a while to catch up with the news. He apparently found out after most of the rest of his people.
I was actually asleep. I've been in the West Coast. I've been back home in L.A., so I was knocked out. and I keep my phone on do not disturb. I get a lot of phone calls. And so I didn't really know, and I woke up and my boy Chase B texted me and he's like, how you feeling, bro? And I'm good, fam, how are you? And then I had sent like five texts like that, and then I woke up for real. This I was kind of like halfway texting in the bed, woke up, brushed my teeth, washed my face, you know. And then I seen the news and I seen it on like Instagram. I'm like, oh shoot, that's what they talking about. I didn't even tell Chase B or anybody like that. That was what I was implying, which is really just checking. I thought he was checking up on me.
That's what. That's what they thought. Is he was just responding. Okay, I'm good. This is great. But kind of a tepid reaction to getting Stephon Diggs on your rosters as phone blows up. I love the fact that he includes the details that I washed my face and I brushed my teeth and then I checked Insta and I saw the news. By the way, I was sleeping as well and I checked Twitter. That's how I found out. It's After Hours on the Infinity Sports Network. A little bit of QB news, which also doesn't change. By the way, the Texans spent nearly $179 million in guaranteed money this offseason so far. That's the fourth most in the NFL. We haven't even gotten to the draft yet, so they are going for broke, which means the Jaguars better watch out. Texans stole away the AFC South title, and Trevor Lawrence had a rough, we'll say, last 6 weeks of the season. But what about a contract extension to keep him in Jacksonville?
There's definitely been some conversations. You know, as far as where that's at now, it's not really my focus. You know, I'd love to obviously be a Jag. So for as long as possible, we love it here. And I love where we're headed as an organization and feel like I'm just getting better every year. And my best ball is definitely ahead of me. So from that standpoint, obviously, yeah, that would be great. But like you said, it's going into my fourth year. It's not like this is necessarily going to be my last season. You know, there's a lot that could happen. So not really my focus right now. At the end of the day, my job isn't going to change whether I get extended or not before this season. My job is to go win games and to be the best I can be for this team so we can have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Back climbing again. That's the Jacksonville Jaguars. They were on top of the division for a year, but now they're looking up at the Houston Texans. In the AFC North, the Cincinnati Bengals are familiar with that because they're in a similar position. Now, their quarterback got hurt last year, and so Joe Burrow working his way back, and apparently Zach Taylor can't get away from the question.
Everything's been positive.
You got to see him throw it all year?
No. It's the number one question I get asked in public when I'm at basketball games or whatever it is how's Joe, you know, and so that's part of it. You know, he's a big part of what we're doing, and I obviously understand the concern everybody has, but the guy has been through some rehab processes, and so he knows how to attack it. He knows how to get his body back right where it needs to be, and so excited to see, you know, what the season will bring for him.
Kind of fun. Meanwhile, Zach Taylor spotted some Bengals fans wearing gear in a diner in Cincinnati or a restaurant in Cincinnati. And he went up to the manager and told the manager he wanted to pay for their breakfast because they were wearing Bengals gear. So they got a free meal thanks to Zach Taylor. That's kind of fun.
I guess I put the wrong one on.
Wrong jersey. Not on that day. Not on this day. All right, so we don't know about Joe. And Zach says he hasn't seen him throw yet, but of course, he's working toward that end, as is Deshaun Watson. So what about his return for the Cleveland Browns?
I'm not sure. I mean, the plan is to, you know, come back whenever they feel like, and I feel like we're on the same page that we're ready. So there's not a timeline or a date that we have that, you know, this is when I'm going to be 100%. You know, it's just kind of, you know, how the process, it can be sooner than later. It can be later than soon, you know. So I think it's just really depending on how each landmark we hit and how fast we can get it and how my shoulder's reacting.
All right, so no timetable yet for Joe Burrow. Deshaun Watson doesn't know when he'll be able to rejoin the team and get back to playing football either. That's half of the AFC North. In the Pittsburgh area, they're wondering about Russell Wilson. So there's three quarterback questions with four teams, though the Browns obviously made lemonade out of lemons last year when they were handed all of those injuries. Patrick Mahomes, he's constantly seeing different receivers around him, right? Even as the Chiefs try for a three-peat, they're swapping out pieces in the wide receiver room. Now it's Hollywood Brown, who's part of Kansas City's core.
I think you see the speed. You see the speed, I mean, instantly. But I think what I've liked so far is how hard he works. He's been at all the work. He's been at the workouts. He's been at the route running. And he wants more. He wants to continue to push himself more and more. And I think he has a hell of a great role in this offense, the way he's able to run routes, the way he's able to stretch the field. I think he'll be even different than you've seen him before because I think we could utilize him in different ways that I think he hasn't been utilized in yet.
The thing about Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, too, is they raise the level of play for everyone else around him. So it really is plug and play. And it may take them a little while to get comfortable, but eventually they do. You'll hear from Pat and Andy Reid on the Rashee Rice legal situation and the charges that he's facing and how it pertains to the team itself coming up a little bit later on. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on Infinity Sports Network, turning our attention to the NFC. Raheem Morris, well, he's been asked about Kirk Cousins, brand new quarterback, but dealing with the rehab from the Achilles.
He's moving forward really well. He's doing such a good job, and we want to get him to build. And obviously, April 2nd, we'll start our offseason program. He'll be in the building. He'll be in full attendance. I know we've all seen the famous tennis court video that we all get excited about, but I'm going to let the people that's a lot smarter than me handle when exactly put him out there. And we'll make sure we're cautious and we listen. I know he's eager, so I won't ask him because if you ask him, he'd be on the field tomorrow.
Cousins posted a video of him on a tennis court dropping back and throwing, which is kind of neat, right? So even as the Falcons get into their offseason workouts, the first ones under Raheem Morris, Kirk's trying to get back to the point where he is able to play. Now, he's not crowing about it the way that Aaron Rodgers was and teasing fans about how quickly he might return, but he does look fully healed, and now it's just a matter of strengthening that Achilles. All right, other injury updates. Daniel Jones tore his ACL last season. For now, he's still with the Giants, so when will he be ready?
Rehab's going well, making good progress, coming along. Obviously spent a lot of time with the trainers here and strength staff. So feel like things are going well. I'm coming along well. The plan is to be ready to go by training camp. So that's what I'm shooting for and feel good about being ready.
Of course, by then, the Giants will likely have drafted a new QB. And any reaction, Daniel Jones?
The best way to handle that, I think, is to focus on what I'm doing, focus on myself and making sure that I'm, one, healthy and then ready to play good football. So, that's what I can control. That's what I can do to help myself.
Daniel Jones, who was the subject of many memes and Adam Gase comparisons this week. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google it. All right, one more. Let's end on a positive note. Jared Goff, he loves Detroit. Detroit loves him. Maybe not the media, but the fans definitely love him. He's going through a resurgence in his career, and the Lions have a lot to look forward to.
In hindsight, it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me for my career. And my development as a human. But I was shocked. I was confused, all the different emotions of what happened. When did it go sour? How did this all go this way? And so that lasted for quite some time. But then, I think very, very soon after, that was the feeling of like opportunity in Detroit.
We got to save that and bring it back because Jared Goff and the Lions, while they fell short of their goals this year, they definitely have the best still to come. And Jared's a big part of that and his relationship with the Lions and the Lions fans. And he talks about that trade so much more openly and honestly now from the Rams. He got blindsided. He didn't know. The coach didn't tell him. Sean McVay's said multiple times that I would have handled that differently if I could. But looking back, how often do many of us say that? I certainly have said that. Been fired multiple times in my life. I suppose you could say that that's kind of like being blindsided. I didn't know it was coming ahead of time. But every single time, the company did me a favor. Closed a door so that I could move forward and find what was next for me. And I love the perspective of Jared Goff for that reason. QB News feels good, doesn't it?
I feel wind underneath my freaking wings,
we
man.
We feel the same, Dan Campbell. And boy, do we miss you. Straight ahead, ask Amy anything. Your last couple of minutes to send your questions to our show Twitter or to our Facebook page.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot.
As long as you don't ask me, what is the name of your show now? We're misleading you. We are just going to pretend that it's After Hours. We've actually named it something else. Someone else this week continues to ask me whether or not I'm changing time slots. And I just don't understand why every single time I take a night off or I happen to do something else with my life, it means I've either gotten fired or I'm changing time slots.
Well, I had someone call in on Sunday night whose entire week was thrown off because you were not here. We had a new network name. The guy's like, am I in the right place? Am I listening to the right station? I was like, you're in the right space.
Oh, goodness. You all worry too much. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for your questions for Ask Amy. Producer Jay is armed and ready.
Let's start with the recent trip to Buffalo.
Sweet.
And Niagara Falls. So William asks, knowing that Bob is afraid of heights, how did you convince him to walk on the high platforms at Niagara Falls?
Oh, yeah, that actually was it. That was tough, but I'm really proud of him. He was very brave. Initially, I said to him, okay, how about we do this? Because we want to take a selfie on the very corner that looks out over the falls. In this, again, high platform, you're at the top of the falls. If you haven't seen it, there's video up as well as photos, so please check it out on my Twitter. Anyway, I said to him, A, hang on to the rail, and B, why don't you stand behind me? I'll be against the rail. That means if someone falls, it's me, and you'll be safe up here. But I also took him to kind of the corner at the top of the falls, and I said, look, if you end up somehow going over the railing, you're right here. Like there's a shoulder of grass before you would ever go over the falls. You're going to land on the ground. It's not a precipitous drop. So I kind of got him over to the side, and then we inched closer to the corner. And yeah, I said, just lean on me because if anyone's going over the railing, it'll be me, not you. Anyway, that made him laugh. So then he took photos of me. But yeah, he is definitely afraid of heights, which I can't identify with. I really can't relate to because I'm not. My biggest fear when I'm up high is that I'm going to drop my phone. That's my biggest fear. When I'm taking pictures. But he does a really good job being brave and facing his fears. And I think having me around helps. Or at least I'd like to believe having me there helps.
It definitely helped. So we had a Jeffrey who chimed in. He wanted to know what's next on the to-do/bucket list. But we know that it's... No.
Wait, I thought you were going to actually say it. It came up last week. I know, but still, there are people that didn't hear it and don't know, clearly, because he's asking.
Oh, well, then I'll let him ask him then.
Thank you. Exactly 2 weeks from this morning, exactly 2 weeks from right now, likely we will be awake in a flurry of last-minute packing because we will be headed to the airport for our direct flight from JFK to... our honeymoon destination of Hawaii.
Boom.
Exactly 2 weeks from this morning. So I will not be here in exactly 2 weeks. You're going to have to go 3 weeks without asking me anything. So you better take advantage of next hump show. But yeah, we're going to go early because we have a friend who's driving us. And we don't want him to have to deal with New York City traffic because we're going to JFK. And so we told him as early as you want us to go. Our flight leaves at 9 a.m. Eastern. It's a direct flight to Hawaii. That courtesy of my frequent flyer miles. And so we are going all the way to Honolulu in 11 hours. And we'll be there by 2:30 in the afternoon. Oh my gosh, I've never been, Bob's never been to Hawaii. This has been our honeymoon choice for, oh gosh, over almost a year. I think we decided pretty early after we started, we realized that we were getting married. This was it.
Well, you led me into the perfect follow-up. Red wants to know, what do you have planned for the long plane ride to Hawaii?
Oh my gosh. Well, since it's a daytime flight, I'm likely not going to be able to sleep. If it was a nighttime flight, I wouldn't be able to sleep either. That's just me. I'm going to take a couple of books, as well as my Kindle. He and I also are, we think we're going to download a couple movies. One of us is going to take either a Kindle or a tablet so we can watch the movies. But I'm thinking there likely is going to be a movie service available, right?
Like, I hope so.
We're in comfort seating. Also, thank you, courtesy of my upgrade on Delta Sky Miles. I'm telling you, I saved those miles for years, and now look at what's happening with them. And so I'm hoping that we're going to have TV screens on the seats in front of us so that we can watch movies. So yeah, movies, reading. He's probably going to fall asleep, and I'm going to spend my time accidentally elbowing him. Oh, sorry, babe. Sorry.
Tight place.
I'm sorry. Were you sleeping? Oh, whoopsie.
Oh, you're not that you're up. All right. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
This comes from Susan, and this is how his word is exactly the question. Susan wants to know, is Bob pretty domesticated?
Is he domesticated?
That was what she
said. As opposed to living outside in a doghouse? What does that mean? Yes, he's domesticated. He's potty trained. He knows how to cook. He cleans, although we have our own chores that we separate. Yeah, if he wasn't domesticated, quote unquote, I wouldn't have married him.
Is he pretty domesticated?
Oh, I wouldn't have married a caveman or some crazy bachelor who didn't know how to fold clothes. Now, I do all the laundry because he doesn't like it, but he cleans bathrooms because those are the way
That's huge.
Yeah, we split it up.
Let's get into some food. Scott wants to know, would you ever want to do a Food Network cooking challenge show?
Yes, yes, yes. Bobby Flay would be amazing. I'd have to develop a thicker skin, though. But I think he likes me because his daughter's into journalism, and we had a great conversation on Radio Row. I'm thinking I might get special treatment from Bobby Flay.
I think he was afraid to take you on in a baking challenge.
Oh, baking challenge it is. That would be amazing.
Jim wants to know, do you like fish and chips?
I do. I like any kind of fish, though I prefer not fried. I'd rather have it grilled or I guess broiled, but also I've ever had it on a cedar plank when they prepare it in a wood fire stove on a cedar plank. Oh, so good. I just love any kind of fish.
Brian wants to know, what's your favorite lunch meat sandwich?
Well, I prefer wraps. I don't generally do bread much, so I'll do a pepperoni in a wrap with some cheese. But lately, I've done the carving board turkey. Oscar Mayer has a carving board turkey.
Nice.
And I do either mozzarella cheese or provolone is my favorite, going back to when I was a kid. And then also either Have you ever had cucumbers on a wrap? They're delicious. Or banana peppers on a wrap.
Nice.
Pickles will work too. Oh, and horseradish mustard is my favorite. So I'm not a mayo girl.
Oh, no.
But
no.
I do love horseradish mustard.
Aaron wants to know, closed captions on or off?
You know what? It depends. If it's a movie that they've got heavy accents, I might actually put them on. For instance, in Oppenheimer, for a while I put them on because there's so many different characters. And I just had a hard time at some point keeping up with all the different characters. There's a lot of dialogue. Every now and then watching if it's a war movie or military history and, you know, there's a lot of big action, it's loud, and I may not be able to, like SEAL Team. I love SEAL Team. Sometimes I have to go back and use the closed captions just so I make sure I don't miss anything.
Well, speaking of movies, David wants to know, what movie do you most want to see that you haven't? Could be current, could be a classic.
Well, my husband cannot believe I haven't seen The Godfather. So at some point, I think I'm going to have to cave and watch The Godfather. I also have not seen the Barbie movie, and I go back and forth. Have you seen it?
I go back and forth as well.
Yeah, I can't decide whether or not I want to see it. The new M.I. movie, I definitely want to see. I know, is that Fallout? I can't remember what the name of this one is. It's either 8 or 9, and I do love the M.I. movies. So, yes, those are a few.
Caleb wants to know, what's your favorite part of your hump day?
Well, the favorite part is getting past it. No, I really do enjoy Ask Amy Anything. I also really like the fact that generally on Wednesdays, I can sleep. Not always, but usually on Wednesdays, I take drugs. Don't tell the boss. And I am able to sleep on Wednesdays.
James wants to know, do you enjoy WWE or WrestleMania?
No, I don't. I understand why people are so passionate about it, but it's not my thing.
Have you ever had a favorite wrestler?
The Rock.
There you go. That works. Catherine wants to know, what's your favorite music genre?
Country or classical, which I play on the piano, or Christian contemporary too.
All right, we'll close with some rapid fire. Puffy or crunchy
punchy.
Cheetos?
Punchy. I like punchy. I don't really like Cheetos, but if I'm going to do them, it'll be the crunchy because the puffy go everywhere.
They are a mess. Sandals or Crocs?
Sandals. I've never owned a pair of Crocs in my life.
Bagels or donuts?
Bagels, baby. Nice. Because donuts make me fat, but I do love donuts.
Friday night or Saturday night?
Saturday, because I'm awake.
Silence or chatter?
What? Why are you asking me that?
Pets who can talk or babies that can talk?
Pets who can talk.
Always mistake lyrics or always misquote movies?
Always misquote movies. That's what I do. It's After Hours.